The Irish aid agency Concern has announced it's resuming humanitarian operations in parts of Sudan after weeks of fighting between rival military factions. Concern is also preparing its response to meet the needs of thousands of people who are crossing from Sudan into Chad to flee the hostilities. We've been speaking to Amina Abdullah, Concern's regional director in the Horn of Africa. She's been telling me first about the latest information on the situation in Sudan.
Khartoum still remains an active conflict area, despite an extension of the ceasefire by 7 days mid last week. We are getting reports of continued fighting in Khartoum and its environs. The other states, there's been relatively calm from Thursday last week to this weekend, and we're very hopeful that that relative calm would be maintained in the other states. However, you know, movement between states and within states is still very limited because of criminal activities happening. You know, in any context where there's conflict, you've got criminal groups taking advantage. So movement is still limited. We're seeing a very slow resumption of activities in the major towns. Businesses opening not fully. So this has had a huge impact on the supply lines for basic commodities. The areas that report being cut off from basic commodities for about 3 weeks now.
So some of your staff have been able to venture out and about and to begin to resume the work that they're doing.
Yes, some of our staff have been able to move within the state capitals. And this is, when I say within state capitals, I'm referring to South Kordofan and West Kordofan. We've had access to our offices. We are at the moment doing assessments in those areas, trying to determine the needs and the level of response that we can or support we can provide to communities that are affected.
What's the situation, Amina, in relation to people who've been displaced by this fighting, either internally displaced in Sudan or who have fled to neighbouring countries?
I mean, the needs for the displaced is huge. One of it is shelter, because people have had to leave their homes with very little. Some of them, it's just the clothes on their backs. So shelter and obviously food, the priority is therefore how do we get these displaced communities food, water, basic sanitation and healthcare.
And where are these refugees turning up? Where are they presenting themselves?
So for refugees are moving to Chad being one of the countries that is receiving refugees. Egypt is another country, South Sudan, Ethiopia, and there have been reports of movement of people into the Central African Republic. Now, for Concern, we're looking at supporting refugees in the that are in Chad, as well as South Sudan, because this is where we have operations ourselves and our teams in those countries will be responding to the needs of this refugee population.
And that was Amina Abdullah from Concern speaking to us earlier.